Day in the Scott City Relays, and Coach Turner just told me it was 85th Scott City Relays yesterday afternoon, and a great day for the weather, a little breezy toward the later part of the day, but still pretty good weather overall here. As we talk track, we'll start off with one of our two seniors joining us here, and did you get that selfie in? It's a senior, Jonas Sowers. I'll let you finish there. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Was it B-Real?
Yes, actually. Okay. You were in it.
All right. Well, good. And you're being real?
Yes.
All right. Well, you've had an interesting combination of events here this year. You do sprints, you do throwing. So what all events have you done so far?
I've done the 100, the 200, the 4x1, the 4x fat, shot put, and he's going to put me in jab in a couple meets. So.
All right. And the 4x fat, it's the thrower's relay, or the ones that just do the field events. So which one's been your favorite?
I really like feeling like Lightning McQueen, so I got to say sprints.
All right. Lightning McQueen Sowers. All right. A good name there now.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, you go Lightning McQueen in track. You were John Cena Sowers there in wrestling. And so we've got it all down for you for
Can't
every
sport. Can't
forget
the Tiger Woods and golf.
Your Tiger Woods golf. There you go. All right. Well, my oh my. Yesterday, but you placed pretty good in shot put there, I think through 35 feet. How'd you feel like that day went for you?
You know, Adam, I feel like if we were bench pressing, I would have like benched 155. That just felt light. Everything was going good. That was actually a PR too. I just got in the ring and threw it. So
all
that
right.
was cool.
Was it a PR by quite a ways?
I think it was a PR by like a foot or two, maybe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, well, that's pretty exciting here. And can you believe how fast your senior year track is going?
No, I can't. I was just telling Turner, I was like, by the time it gets to Garden, it feels like it just flies. And Turner actually just told us on yesterday, he was like, you guys are already halfway done with your season. And I was like, there's no way.
Yeah, it just kind of goes way too fast. And, I mean, how fun was it yesterday, your final Scott City Relays?
Oh, it was a blast, you know. Just went in there, had an all-day picnic.
All right. John Sowers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks for the time, and good luck to you there. And we're now talk with senior Jace Thomas joining us here. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. How was it for you yesterday?
I didn't have the best day yesterday. I just didn't feel good in my first race and the wind in my second race, but it wasn't too bad overall.
Well, that wind, it's been worse before, but sometimes does it feel like you're kind of like a trout swimming upstream running into that wind?
Yeah, sometimes it's just terrible out here. I mean, the meet before was pretty bad too, so we just, everywhere we go, it seems like it's windy.
But, yeah, I mean, were you happy with your overall results despite the maybe not the best day you've had overall?
Yeah. I mean, my 4x4 split was, I mean, where I wanted it to be, so it wasn't too bad.
All right. The season's going faster. You mentioned four meets in, and it's you get a little bit of time off here. And I know you're still kind of recovering from your foot injury, and do you feel like that you're slowly kind of gaining kind of where you were at last year?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better and better every day. I mean, I keep feeling better and better every day, so, yeah.
That's good, and so what's been your favorite meet so far?
Probably our meet for sure. I mean, I finally got to run in the 4x4, so that was good.
Yeah, yeah. You probably were going to run last week, weren't you? Smoky, Southeast, whatever there. But, yeah, darn Mother Nature sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. What would you like to see maybe time-wise as you close out this season here?
Hopefully I can get to my PR that I got last year. I hope to go faster, but I don't know if I can do that. So hopefully I can get to my PR that I got last year.
Oh, well, maybe. You never know. Some good things can happen here. Adrenaline and everything kicks in.
Yeah.
Well, senior Jace Thomas joining us here. Thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Jace Thomas joining us here, and I will talk here now with Coach Jim Turner. And, busy day yesterday with 18, 19 schools coming in here, and a good day overall. Really, I thought it's kind of fun that all the schools put together 1A through 4A, and it was really, I thought, one of the more competitive for 1 through 6 and 7 that we've seen in the meet in a while.
The girls' side, you know, the 61 was the top score. Had two teams tie there, and we finished with 57. The guys, I think Lakin was a little over 100 and we were in the 90s, but they're spread out a little bit more. But, you know, I don't know if I can compete with Jonna's interview. That's pretty impressive, I guess. You know, that might be her last one for track. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a good day overall. The wind did pick up probably 2 o'clock, and then it just kind of kept climbing. So the morning session part was incredible with the weather. And we saw some really good stuff, both boys and girls. You know, but with all the events that are out there, you're going to have some bad in there too. So, you know, we'd just like to see the kids kind of help support each other and have a good event, have a bad event, but just kind of hang in there for each other too. So.
And, you know, as it always is here this time of year, you see more than any other meet here through the regular season at this point. A lot of the teams that you're going to see in your regional, like the Lakins, the Phillipsburgs, the Hoisingtons, and even Colby for the first time in Goodland as well. So it was kind of nice to see where some of those that you guys are going to be competing with. And I know you probably have to feel like there's a lot of room for an improvement in a lot of those tight events.
Yeah, you know, we went to Pratt and saw Kingman. They'll be at Cheney also. So we kind of get around to see most of the regional schools at some point. You know, I think we're going to get into regionals and not see probably Norton until until we actually get to regionals. But, you know, there's a lot of really, really tough events in our regional. The distance regional is probably at Nickerson, you know, where they're going to leave kids at home that will place at state. But we got the same issue in the pole vault for the boys, the hurdles for the girls. You know, there's some pretty loaded events. It's like this in every year, you know, because the way Kansas does their qualifying for state, and that's just the way life is. So, you know, we're going to have to compete really well. You know, one of our seniors, Priscilla, she's going to have a really good day at regionals because it's incredibly tough for her in the 100 hurdles and the 300s. And, you know, our 4x4 is going to have to battle it out for the girls. You know, we got a few girls sitting all right right now, mid-season, you know, but they're just going to have to keep getting better. Well, the boys are also – they're in the same category. If you think that pole vault's going to be tough. I mean, we've got six guys in our regional that are top 10 in the state, you know, so two guys are going to stay home at Wood Place if they had a good day. Wow. So, you know, that's the way it goes. You just got to sometimes figure out where we need to go with guys or girls in events where we can be the strongest at. And, you know, it may not always be what your favorite event is. I mean, everybody's got their events they like to do, but, you know, might be a situation where – you're sitting way down the line at the regional, and we're not going to waste any energy doing it, you know, at a regional meet. We need to conserve and do really well in some of the others. So.
I think a couple of ones that I'm going to kind of point out in mind, I think freshman Kinley Wren, she had a big day across the board with her jump and then even in some of the running events.
She's had a lot of big days already. Yeah. She's really running well, and she's doing well at practice. You know, the very first repeat four workout we had, she struggled with, but then she bounced back the next week and hit it really nice. So just getting accustomed to it a little bit. But she's done a good job in the triple jump too, but that's a really tough competition in the triple jump at our regional. She looks really nice in the four, and obviously if our 4x4 makes it or 4x8, she's probably on those also. You know, so she's done a good job for us though. And, you know, got a couple of girls out in the throws that are going to be pushed, but if they have a good day, they can possibly get in. And you know, and then Priscilla, you know, is gonna have to do really well there.
And you know, another one I thought did pretty good as well in the boys, we talked a little bit about it last week, Kelton Cook and their hurdles, but I thought also it was a big day really for Camden Volgamore, getting up there in the pole vault to hit one of his best there and then coming around and winning the 800.
Yeah, you know, it's harder to talk about kids and not leave somebody out because there's so many different things going on. Cam had a great day in the pole vault. He got a career best at the pole vault at 13.6. Had his best split in the 400 this year, you know, 50.9, I think, leading off the 4x4. And he didn't have to run a great 8, and his goal was to win it. I think he ran 207, you know, he ran 201 last week. So, but the win came up, and he just make sure he win the race was his goal in that situation. You know, Jackson had a nice heave out there in the jab, which is all he's doing for us is throwing the jab. You know, we had a couple young guys. Bergner had a really nice split in the 4x8 for us, dropped a second off there, and then Alex Rodriguez dropped off 4. You know, we got beat by Lakin at the finish, but we still, you know, some of those guys ran some really nice splits. And you can't leave out Waylon Ricker. You know, he comes in as personal best in the pole vault at 9.6 and opening height's 10 foot, and he clears it, and he clears 10.6, and, you know, had a great day. Then he goes over and blast off in the long jump, went 18.7, and he never jumped 18 in his life. So, you know, he had a great day too.
Awesome. You know, it's good to see the improvement here, and this is kind of where you kind of see that turning point in the season here.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Kelton too. I mean, he's never hurdled till this year. you know, and he's still got a lot of room to fix a lot of technique stuff, but he's got some speed and he runs hard, and he dropped his 110s from 18-something to 16.4, I think it was. So, you know, he's coming along. He's going to possibly surprise a few people, and he's really his best shot's in the threes. He looks really strong, but that's you know, right now in the state early. He's sitting third in our regional, and, of course, he just beat the kid from Goodland that's sitting second, and he's sitting fourth in the Class 3A. So, you know, unless some other guys really start coming on, he's sitting pretty nice, but it's, once again, a tough regional, and those hurdles are crazy. You smack a hurdle around a couple of times, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, it'd be nice. Your varsity is going to get a little bit of time off here before they go with a big stretch there with Cheney next Friday. But you get some of your other kids. I'll get a trip down to South Gray on Friday.
Yeah, we take a group to South Gray. It's a varsity meet. You know, it's a nice little meet they have. If the weather holds out, it doesn't look great. But then we go Monday with kind of the same crew, about the same crew to Leota over there. It's really close. We started doing that last year, and it's how can you pass it up? And they brought in a couple more. Ulysses bringing some JV kids, and I can't remember if it's Colby or Goodland's going to bring some too. So, you know, it'd be nice and competitive, and it's 30-mile trip home. So, you know, if Coach Dirks, you know, he doesn't know what a bus looks like. He can always jump on with us and go make a 3-hour trip somewhere. So.
Yeah, that's what this is like, huh?
Yeah. Might get him ready for a long road trip later.
Yes, absolutely here. Well, it's been a good start for the track season, and halfway through, ready for the varsity here as Coach Jim Turner joins us here. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here through the next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.